Petit bonus en plus, il n'y a pas si longtemps que ça, j'ai fait une interview avec Jake, que vous avez pu entendre ce matin, qui parlait de sa vie professionnelle et personnelle. Là, je parle de sa vie en tant que, on va dire, sportif. Écoutez
hey
ça.
Hey Jake, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
We have some questions to ask you. Is that okay?
Of course, yes.
Please. We noticed that you like American sports. Can you tell which sport do you like?
So I have a few favorite American sports, but I would say that my favorite is baseball. Definitely baseball. But I also like, sorry, I also like football and golf, but I guess golf is not quite that American of a sport.
What do you like about this sport?
What I like about baseball is it's very much, I like going to the baseball stadium. I like going to the ballpark because it's very much an experience. You have the opportunity to just sit down and relax for 3-4 hours. Baseball games are very long. So you can sit, have a hot dog, have some beer. It's very relaxing experience going to a baseball game. And I have some good memories from when I was a child going to baseball games with my dad. So, yeah, I really like baseball. It's exciting, too. You get home runs and lots of cool stuff. It's a unique sport.
Okay. Do you have a t-shirt or your favorite team?
I do. I've worn them to class a few times. I've worn my Twins jersey and my Giants jersey. I'm a Giants fan because I lived in San Francisco for a little bit, and I really like San Francisco. And I am a Twins fan because my dad is from Minnesota, and the Twins are the baseball team from Minnesota. So huge fan of the Twins ever since I was young. They're not very good right now, but big fan.
We noticed you are wearing American baseball team jerseys. It is just for looks, or do you support the team?
Yeah, so yes, I do support the Giants and the Twins, like I said. Big Twins fan. I'm a Giants fan recently, but big Twins fan. I support them very much.
Is basketball, the most popular American sport, in your opinion?
Is basketball, I would say that basketball is probably the second most popular sport in the United States. I think right now, for the past couple decades, American football is the most popular sport in the United States, but basketball would definitely be a close second, but not the most popular.
The NBA?
Yeah, the NBA. The NBA. So they're probably the second most popular sport. Whereas the sports that I like, baseball is not, it's popular, but it's not super popular. Golf, it's not very popular. Hockey is somewhat popular, but football and basketball are up there as the most popular sports, yes.
Oh, that's great. But I don't understand the rules. Can you explain them to the spectator?
Yeah, the rules for which sport?
Baseball.
For baseball?
Yes.
So essentially the goal in baseball is to score the most runs in a game. You have 9 innings and you have to score more than the other team, of course, like any game. It's a very complicated sport. But there's 9 innings. The innings are divided into half innings. One team plays for one half inning. The other team plays for the other half inning. And you do that for 9 different innings. There's 3 outs. So if you've heard 3 strikes, you're out. That's an out. And then 3 outs, you go to the next half inning. So your goal is to get the other team out as much as possible through doing a couple different things. You can catch the ball. You can throw them out while they're running. Or strike them out. 3 strikes, you're out. And your goal is to not get out when you're in the offensive stage. So, 2 aspects of the game in that part. But it is a very confusing sport for people watching it for the first time. Yes, you definitely have to learn the rules in order to play it.
Thanks. Jake, do you think Americans admire sport as much as the French?
Yes, I would say yes. Americans love sports. For example, my dad is actually, he works in sports. He is a sports writer, and he helps players who are in community college, which is a sort of pre-college that we do in the United States, get recruited to a four-year university. So he does sports writing. He has his own website and his business. And he is a part of the very strong sports culture that we have in the United States, especially with American football. I mean, football is extremely popular in the United States, and there's a lot of money that goes towards it. So, but it's different sports. The United States are not very interested. We don't call it foot. We call it soccer, you know? So we're not as interested, for example, in the World Cup. The United States, the teams, the United States team did not have anywhere near as much support as, you know, l'équipe de France. So it's very different sports, but the level of enthusiasm, I would say, is about the same.
Yes. Do you watch sports for other countries?
Yes, I do. I do. I do not keep up with French foot very much. Paris. Of course, I know Paris Marseille is like the you know, the big division, and between the two, I don't know. But of course, I watch the World Cup. Everyone watches the World Cup. Sometimes I'll watch the Champions League, or I don't watch the Premier League much. But golf is somewhat of an international sport, one could say, because there's players from everywhere. But I'm trying to watch more soccer, more football, because that's what people watch here.
Just football?
Yeah, no, I haven't watched much like cricket. I haven't watched cricket. I haven't watched handball. I don't know any of the rules. Yeah, no, mainly just football from other countries. I'm not familiar with many other sports. I know that handball is big here.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know much about handball.
Thank you, Jake, for this interview. Thanks to you, I learned some things about American sports.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Vous venez d'écouter l'interview de Jake présentée par Enzo. Nous allons vous faire écouter Frenos d'Hélène.